Hello, friends. This is Darren Hayes of PigskinDispatch.com. Before we take you to your favorite Sports History Network show, just want to tell you a little bit about some merch that you can pick up that represents your favorite SHN podcast. So far, there's t-shirts, coffee mugs, and even books from some of the authors that do podcasts right here on SHN. Who could buy something better than that than have the history right from the gentleman that you hear talking about it? But we also are adding things each and every day. And where's that store, may you ask? Well, it's at SportsHistoryNetwork.com. Up at the top, there is the SHN merch button. Click on that. It'll take you right to the store, and you can be representing your favorite podcast and show the world that, hey, on the swag that I'm using, it's the headquarters of Sports Yesteryear, Sports History Network, and my favorite podcaster, the Sports History Network store. Shop there today. The second to the last day of the year holds some great gridiron history in the NFL and some NCAA games as well, and we're going to talk about many of those in just a moment. PigskinDispatch.com is a proud affiliate of the Sports History Network, the headquarters of Sports Yesteryear. This is the Pigskin Daily History Dispatch, a podcast that covers the anniversaries of American football events throughout history on a day-to-day basis. This is your host, Darren Hayes, and we're broadcasting from the Pig Pen in Western Pennsylvania, bringing you the memories of the gridiron, one day at a time. So, with Mike and Gene Monroe, as well as Jason Neff supplying us with the tunes, let's go no huddle through today's football history headlines. Hello, my football friends. This is Darren Hayes of PigskinDispatch.com, and welcome to your football history headlines for December 30th. And we're going to talk about the second to last day of the year and have some great NFL championship games that were played. And we'll start off with the first one in 1956 at Yankee Stadium in New York City, the NFL's 1956 championship game. The New York Giants won the franchise's fourth league title after they crushed the Chicago Bears 47-7 in the game. The ProFootballReference.com site informs us that the Giants' scoring was paced by two TD passes by quarterback Charlie Connerly, while Alex Webster rushed for two others to aid the New York victory. December 30, 1962, also at Yankee Stadium in New York City. The Giants also participated in the 1962 NFL Championship game per the Bleacher Report story. Their opponents were the Green Bay Packers, who were playing in their third straight league finale. Kicker Jerry Kramer booted three successful field goals to fuel the scoring as Green Bay defeated the New York Giants 16-7. Ray Nitschke of the Packers was selected as the game's most valuable player. December 30, 1973, at the Miami's Orange Bowl, the AFC Championship game had the Dolphins hosting the Oakland Raiders that year. The Miami squad became the first team to play in three consecutive Super Bowls as they knocked off the Raiders 27-10, powered by three touchdown runs by Larry Zonka, according to the BarstoolSports.com article. December 30th, 1973, at Texas Stadium in Irving, Texas, the NFC Championship game also had a final score of 27-10 that year. The ProFootballReference.com site shows that Bobby Brown had a 63-yard scoop and score to help seal the Super Bowl invitation for the Minnesota Vikings as they beat the Dallas Cowboys to earn a right to play in the big game. The next few history headlines have some real oddities to them. On December 30th, 2002, as the NFL season closed, a CBSSports.com story tells us that the 2002 season concluded with an all-time NFL season record of 25 overtime games. Talk about parity in the league. Now, these next two headlines are really closely related. Both December 30th, 2008, NFL head coach Mike Shanahan is fired by the Denver Broncos. Then, exactly 5 years to the day, the Washington Redskins fired Shanahan as their coach in the 2013 season. Not a very good day for Mike Shanahan to remember at the second to last day of the year. Now let's talk about a couple NCAA bowl games. December 30th, 2016, the 83rd Orange Bowl game had number 10 Florida State defeating number 6 Michigan 33-32 in a real barn burner. The next year, on December 30th, 2017, the 84th Orange Bowl took place, and number 6 Wisconsin defeated number 11 Miami of Florida 34-24. December 30th, 2018, Chiefs quarterback Patrick Mahomes, during the KC Chiefs 35-3 win over the Oakland Raiders, became only the second quarterback in NFL history to throw for 5,000 yards and 50 touchdowns. Both milestones were reached on a third quarter 89-yard touchdown pass to DeMarcus Robinson per the OnThisDay.com website. Now let's take a quick break from our headlines and let me remind you, you can learn more about gridiron history on our website, pigskindispatch.com. And you can contact me, Darren Hayes, at pigskindispatch@gmail.com. We'd love to hear from you. Speaking of hearing from someone who's here, is one of my podcasting partners from the sportshistorynetwork.com that has a message just for you.
This is Jeremy McFarland from the Footballist Family Podcast. And I want to encourage you, if you get a chance, to come over to the Footballist Family Podcast, where we look at what makes football special and family to each person. We talk about each team and we talk about the stories behind why fans love those teams. We encourage you to come and join us in our discussion. Thank you.
Now let's talk about some Hall of Fame birthdays for this December 30th, and we'll start off in the year 1938. The Pro Football Hall of Fame's bio on Ron Wolf tells how he was born in New Freedom, Pennsylvania, and attended the University of Oklahoma. Wolf was one of the top front office resumes in NFL history. Ron helped build the Oakland Raiders teams and went on to win 9 divisional titles, played in 8 conference championships, and 3 Super Bowls. He also took over the Tampa Bay Buccaneers in their inaugural season and is also responsible for rebuilding the Green Bay Packers teams of the 1990s and 2000s that went to back-to-back Super Bowls and won Super Bowl 31. The Pro Football Hall of Fame enshrined Ron Wolf as a contributor in 2015's enshrinement class. December 30th, 1941, Houston, Texas. The super athletic running back of the Oregon Ducks, Mel Renfrow, was born. Yes, Mel was an offensive weapon in college and not the roaming in the secondary like he was on the other side of the ball as a pro in Dallas. We'll get to that in a moment, but for now, let's turn to his collegiate days. Renfrow, according to the footballfoundation.org website, led Oregon in rushing and scoring through his 3 seasons of 1961 through 1963. After the 1962 season, he was voted as a consensus first-team All-America player. The College Football Hall of Fame held the doors wide open to welcome Mel Renfrow into their fold of legends in 1986. Renfrow became the second pick of the 1964 NFL draft by the Dallas Cowboys, who selected him to play defensive back. For the next 14 seasons, Mel played either corner or safety on a Cowboys defense and also acted as a return man for much of his early career as he accumulated over 2,200 kick return yards over his tenure. Renfrow made the Pro Bowl in each of his first 10 seasons in the league. Mel Renfrow was enshrined in the Pro Football Hall of Fame in 1996. December 30th, 1953, Oak Ridge, Tennessee. Chet Moeller, the safety from the U.S. Naval Academy, celebrated his birth. Chet was one of the most awarded Navy players of all time per the NFF. The midshipman DB was a unanimous All-American in 1975 and was named the AP Player of the Week and received the Ernie Davis Award in the Coach's All-America game. Moeller was a finalist for the NCAA Today's Top 5 and earned a second-team NCAA Academic All-American as he was given the Naval Academy's Athletic Association Sword. He registered 275 tackles during his career at Navy. The National Football Foundation selected Chet Moeller into the College Football Hall of Fame in the year 2010. December 30th, 1966, from Sharon, Pennsylvania, Westminster College's famed quarterback Joe Maika was born. Footballfoundation.org says that Joe received the second-team All-American honors in 1988, and he followed that up in 1989 as a first-team All-American selection. Michia led Westminster to back-to-back undefeated seasons en route to consecutive NAIA Division II national championships. His record as a starter with the Westminster Titans was an amazing 31-0, as he was the school's first-ever 4,000-yard passer, and he had 68 career touchdown passes, with 32 of them occurring in one season. The NFF voters sent Joe Michia into the College Football Hall of Fame in the year 2013. December 30th, 1972, Lebanon, Pennsylvania. The great Nittany Lions quarterback Kerry Collins celebrates his birth. After the 1994 season, Kerry received consensus first-team All-America honors, and he broke 9 single-season school records that year. The NFF states that Collins led the nation in passing efficiency in 1994 with a 172.9 rating, which was 4th best all-time for quarterbacks in college football. Kerry Collins had no trouble finding his way into the College Football Hall of Fame in 2018. Collins became the Carolina Panthers' first ever draft pick when they selected him as the 5th overall pick in the 1995 NFL Draft. The two-time Pro Bowl selection played 17 seasons in the NFL with the Panthers, New Orleans Saints, New York Giants, Oakland Raiders, Tennessee Titans, and the Indianapolis Colts. Now, we want to make sure you don't miss tomorrow's episode because we're going to close off the year with a bang. The December 31st football history headlines are great ones, and you can make sure you get to them if you hit the subscribe button on your podcast player or check out at pigskindispatch.com, and we release them every night at midnight for the next day's edition. You can also look at sportshistorynetwork.com where you can find this podcast and some other amazing podcasts on sports history. So make sure you check one of those out and make sure you don't miss the December 31st football history headlines on the Pigskin Dispatches podcast. Peeking up at the clock, the time's running down. We're going to go into victory formation, take a knee, and let this baby run out. Thanks for joining us. We'll see you back tomorrow for the next podcast. We invite you to check out our website, pigskindispatch.com, not only to see the daily football history, but to experience positive football with our many articles on the good people of the game, as well as our own football comic strip, Cleat Marks Comics. Pigskindispatch.com is also on social media outlets, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and don't forget the Pigskin Dispatch YouTube channel to get all of your positive football news and history. Special thanks to the talents of Mike and Gene Monroe, as well as Jason Neff, for letting us use their music during our podcast.
This podcast is part of the Sports History Network, your headquarters for the yesteryear of your favorite sport. You can learn more at sportshistorynetwork.com. Hey there, sports history fan. This is Arnie Chapman, a.k.a. the Football History Dude, and I wanted to thank you for stopping by to listen to another episode here on the Sports History Network. Our podcasters are passionate about uncovering and sharing sports stories from yesteryear. And if you didn't know it already, we have over 30 shows across the network covering all sorts of sports history topics. In fact, here's a glimpse into one of our awesome podcasts here on the network.
Each week, the Official Football Learning Academy podcast will take you deep into the history of pro football through interviews with players, coaches, or administrators in the NFL, as well as interviews with Pro Football Hall of Fame selectors, authors, and historians. You'll learn how the game evolved and important moments that shaped the sport into what it is today. And don't miss the Pro Football History Nugget of the Week. Listen to the Official Football Learning Academy podcast on the Sports History Network.
How about that? I bet you're super hyped to go listen to that new podcast, right? Well, to learn about this show and all the other podcasts on the network, head over to sportshistorynetwork.com/podcast. Again, that's sportshistorynetwork.com/podcast. Head over there today to find your next favorite sports history podcast.